Okay, approach Anubhuti. Verse 95. Ready? Verse 95 is at the top of page 23.
25.
Oh, I'm sorry, in this one, 23. For you, it's 25. Okay.
Oh. I think I do have it.
Let me see what you've got there, Emma.
Looks like it ends here.
Oh, you know what? You have the wrong section. Yeah, that's what you need. Okay. Verse 95, which is the top of page 23 of this printout here. And what page is it for you? With the
25.
And 25 for the other one. Okay. Everybody have it? Uma, are you up? Okay. Oh.
I'm looking at the numbers. Okay.
Here we go. Yathara jim parityajya, yathara jim parityajya, sarpam kranati vai pramat, sarpam kranati vai pramat, tadvat satyam vijnaya, tadvat satyam vijnaya, jagat pashati mudhadihi, jagat pashati mudhadihi. Yathara jim parityajya, sarpam kranati vai brahmat.
Are you saying kranati?
Yeah.
Because it said ja.
Yeah.
Ga.
Yeah.
Gra.
Yeah. Oh,
typo.
Typo.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just circle that. Sorry.
So what
it should be ga. It should be ga. Sorry. It should be kranati. Sorry about that. Should be a go. I'll change it afterwards. Okay. Granati vai brahmat. Tadvat satyam avignaya jagat pashyati mudha dhihi. Everybody with me? Just as, rajyam, accusative singular, parityajya, indeclinable past participle, having completely given up. Pati means completely. Pati means to circle around, right? So when you have pati in front of a lot of verbs, it means totally. So having totally given up in the sense of really not seeing, rajyam, the rope. So raju means rope. You all remember these words, raju, rope, right? Rajum, parityajya, sarpam, snake, accusative singular, granati. One perceives, we'll see who at the second line, third person singular, present tense, one perceives the snake, vai means indeed, like Eva, brahmat, because of delusion. Brahma means air, delusion, okay? You can just use Brahma as air or by mistake, because of air or because of delusion. Okay? So just as having completely abandoned the rope means not recognizing, not seeing the rope, one perceives the snake because of Brahma. You know, air, erroneous perception, Brahma. Tadvat, like that, satyam, the truth. Satyam is that which actually is, that which cannot be negated in past, present, or future. So it's a name for Brahman. It's the order of reality of Brahman, that which is real. Okay? So like that, the satyam, the truth, avignaya, again, indeclinable past participle, right? There's two indeclinable past participles, and both parityajya and avignaya are the same because they have a preposition. An indeclinable past participle that has a verb that has a preposition will take ya. If it doesn't have a preposition in front of the verb, it'll take twa. Okay? Twa. So here, same tadvat like that, not knowing, having not known, vijna. Don't you have a book?
Yeah, but I don't want to bother you. It's somewhere at home.
Oh, well, I'd rather be bothered. Control P. It's not a bother.
I just having not known.
So, avijñāya, having not known satyam, the truth, jagat paśyati, he sees the universe. Who does? Mudadihi. Okay. He sees the universe. Who does? The muda dihi, the one who's dihi, buddhi. The buddhi is muda, deluded, okay? Ignorant. Muda usually means muda is a fool, but the delusional one, or the one who is ignorant, you know, who doesn't have any knowledge, the one who's confused. Muda is often used for. So it's a compound. The one who's buddhi dihi is muda.
Mudadihi is nominative. Is that a nominative singular?
Nominative singular. So it says, just as one who's the mudadihi, having given up the snake, totally not recognizing the rope, perceives a snake, brahmat, because of delusion, like that, having not known the satyam, one sees the jagat. Who is that? Mudadihi, nominative singular, the one who is deluded, who has ignorance. One thing to understand about this is that just because this can be confusing, even for a jivanmukta, we still perceive this creation. But this is nothing but consciousness. What we're perceiving is Ishwara. We're seeing the nama rupa, which has for its being consciousness. So the jnani perceiving Ishwara, not a jagat, jiva jagat Ishwara. Right? Because you know that.
You're having too much fun, aren't you?
Well, we've got two little ones here.
There you go.
We like the little ones. Okay, so what do we actually see here? What are we seeing? Like, say if you hold up a clay pot, you're seeing the clay, right? You're seeing the clay in the form of a pot. What are you seeing here? It's consciousness with nama rupa. Right? It's not the jagat in terms of a creation separate from the jiva, separate from the Lord. So if you say this jagat and understanding this jagat is Ishwara, it's a manifestation of knowledge, it's consciousness, that's fine. But you don't see just the jagat, right? Everybody see that? So, let's chant it and do the next one. Yatarajim parityajya, yatarajim parityajya, sarpam kranati vai pramat, sarpam kranati vai pramat, tadvat satyam avijñāya, tadvat satyam avijñāya. Jagat pashyati mudadihi, jagat pashyati mudadihi, rajurupe parijñāte, rajurupe parijñāte, sarpa brantir natishtati, sarpa brantir natishtati, adishtane tathagñāte, adishtane tathagñāte, prapancha shunyatam vrajet, prapancha shunyatam vrajet. Raju rupe parijñāte sarpa brantihi na tishtati. Adishtane tatha jñāte prapanchaha shunyatam vrajet. Vra. Another typo?
No,
vrajet.
Vra.
Vra. Vrajet. Vra. Vrajet. This is an absolute locative construction. Some of you are studying Sanskrit, some aren't. So I'm putting in things for everybody. Okay. Raju rupe parignate. When the form, the rupa of the raju, of the snake, parignate is completely known. This is a past passive participle in the locative. Pari, again, all from all sides, completely known. Right? Nyata is known, past passive participle. So, when the rupa means form, it also means swarupa. Means when the nature, rupa will often translate as form or nature. So when the nature or the swarupa, the truth, when the truth of the raju, of the rope, parignate is completely known. Okay? Sarva brantihi, the branti, the air, which is the snake. Branti is the air, okay? Brantihi, nominative singular. It's a compound. The sarva brantihi, the air of the snake, the air which is the snake, sarva brantihi, na tishtati, doesn't remain. Okay?
Wait, in the beginning you're saying raju rupe.
Raju rupe.
So the rope.
Yeah, but then the next part is the snake.
Yeah, you misspoke.
Oh, I'm sorry. When the nature of the rope is known, the sarpa, the air, which is the snake, not tishtati, doesn't stand, doesn't remain, not tishtati. Okay? Third person singular present tense, not tishtati. Then, adishtane tata, similarly, absolute locative, adishtane nyate. When the adishtana is known, nyate, adishtane nyate, I'll tell you adishtana in a minute. When the adishtana is known, prapanchaha, the prapancha, the universe, means that which is fivefold. You know, space, air, fire, water, earth is a name for prapancha. So the prapancha, the universe, shunyatam vrajate. It goes to the state of sunya, of shunya. It goes to that tam affix is the abstract affix in the accusative singular. It goes to the state of shunya, that which is empty, at the state of emptiness. So let me make clear this term, adishtana. Okay? The adishtana is what is actually there that allows for the superimposition of whatever is mitya. So the adishtana is that which allows for the projection. So the adishtana of the snake is the rope. The adishtana of the mother of the silver is the mother of pearl shell. So what is actually the substance, the actuality of what allows for there to be a superimposition, that's the adishtana. So it can be the basis, the platform, you know, but you have to really understand what it is. It's the truth of the projection. The thing which allows for the projection to be is the adishtana. So here, when the adishtana is known, right? So just similarly, tata, adishtane nyate, the prapanchaha, nominative singular, vrajate, it goes to the state of shunya, being empty, devoid of essence, shunya. Because you realize the pot has no being. The being is the satyam only. The ocean or wave has no being. The being is the water. What is it? That's the truth of it. So here, when we see all of these nama rupas are shunya in the sense that they themselves are not the essence. They're mitya. They're dependent for... Mitya means dependent. They're dependent for their being on the adishtana. So the adishtana of the wave ocean is water. Adishtana of the snake, rope. Adishtana of the creation, Brahman. Right? So the nama-rupas, the mitya, has no being of its own. It has being, but the being is Brahman. Okay? So here, this is what this says. When the swarupa, when the nature of the rope is completely known, then the air which is the snake, natishtati, doesn't remain. Similarly, when the adhishtana is known, the prapancha attains shunyata. Now, one other thing. This is a common construction where we don't say it this way in English. We will say that something, in Sanskrit, we'll say something rajet or gachati. It goes to a state. In English, we don't say it that way. But in Sanskrit, we do. It goes to a certain state. It attains a state. And we say it becomes that, right? It gains that status. They say that in Sanskrit by using a form of a verb to go. Okay, so you have to translate it. You have to understand that construction and then translate it in English, how we would say that. Do you understand, Danny?
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering why, how you would use the optative sense.
Oh, we use it as in a form of definiteness, a definite fact, okay. Which is sometimes how the optative is used. This is how it is.
Okay, yeah. So rather than conditional, it must
it's not
be.
Conditional.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's very interesting.
Yeah, okay. And common in the Vedanta.
In Vedanta,
mm-hmm. You'll see the optative being used as a statement of fact.
What's right. Optative?
Potential.
Potential.
Okay. And what for? Is that rajet?
Rajet.
Rajet is
optative. Is optative. Yeah. I always we say potential.
No,
you can say optative also.
Okay. So it goes to a state of that's, emptiness.
Yeah.
So we take the universe.
Mitya.
The universe. Becomes mitya.
It gains the mitya form. Okay. As long now, just mitya means mitya has no being of its own. It's empty of being. Its being is only Brahman. In fact, the only thing that is here is Brahman. If you try to look at the names and forms and say they have some essence of their own, like there's Brahman over here, and then these names and forms that have some essence, no. These names and forms, this whole manifest creation is only mitya. When you say that it's mitya, what that means is that the mitya has to have some reality. The reality is the satyam, the adhishtana. So we now see these names and forms lose their any independent being. They have no independent being. That is shunya. It's not as if there is no independent being for them. That's why these names and forms become only mitya alone. Mitya alone means that the only thing that is here is Brahman. You see that?
Why here do you think they're using shunyatam versus mitya?
Because they're just saying it in a different way. There's no problem because you're just emphasizing that in this creation. I mean, I can give you another level here. In this creation, what you see, instead of seeing these as being dependent, independent being, it's dependent being. Dependent being means it has no being of its own. That is shunya. Okay? Now, there's one other level here, is that when this is for you, as long as, for the jnani, as long as you have the upadhi, which will be here, experiencing the creation, as long as the prarabdha is here, this upadhi, which is part of Ishvara, remains until it completes its mission, right? Once we're ajivan mukta, once the prarabdha runs out, there is no taking of another upadhi. Because there's no ajnanam there, and the ahankara and the jiva will just resolve into Brahman, because it's already resolved into Brahman. Right? Instead, what is the, for the jivan mukta, where does the mind of the jivan mukta hang out? In the atma. Because for any jiva, jnani or ajnani, the mind goes toward ananda, always. It goes away towards sukha, away from dukkha. Even when, say, at night when you're sleeping, if you're in a position that is uncomfortable, you will move, you will automatically change the position to a more comfortable one. Right? If you have any type of hunger, you'll immediately try to do something to assuage it. You know, if your mind is distracted or hurting, you'll do something to take care of it. You're always moving toward ananda at all times. Now, say the mind has jnana nishtha. then the mind has for its home ananda. And you'll see this in the Bhagavad Gita over and over about the jnani, is the one who's reveling in the ananda of the atma, the one who is entertained by the atma, who's reveling in the atma. It's because the source of the ananda is completely assimilated. And that nishta is there in the source of the ananda. And so the mind is hanging out. That's its home base, is the ananda of the self. And also, the identity of the ahankara is with the atma, not with the upadhi. Okay? And so, say if my sense of I, if I think of who am I, then the mind, if I were to ask myself, who am I, where does the ahankara land? Does it land in the body? Does it land in the mind? Does it land on the sense organs? Even if the mind is upset or the body is sick or there's activity going on there, if you think about your own being, where does the ahankara land? It lands on the atma, on the self. So now, when the body drops, when the prarabdha is over, there is no ajnanam there and no impetus to let me have this experience so that I can be happy. There's no jivatvam there. There's already the jivatvam that is here now is a burnt seed jivatvam, because I'm Brahman. The ahankara is resting in the self, which is Brahman. So when the body drops, there is no jiva left. There's only the reality, and the reality is Ishvara, right? And so now there's nobody in reference to this. No, there is no upadhi here to experience the creation as a jiva. There's only the who I really am, which is the whole Ishvara. There's no jnanam there.
You know, I think that's a beautiful distinction that the jnani is actually going for its ananda. In other words, in the West, where they say, "Oh, you've got to give up these things."
It's not
but
giving
it's
up.
Not
it's
not really giving up. It's going to what works.
It's going to the ananda itself.
Yeah.
The difference is the ajnani doesn't know the source of ananda, and so it's trying to find it in the world, and it's like beating your head against the wall. The jnani knows the source, and then the more the mind matures, having given up, you know, the habitual pursuit of likes and dislikes, the more as those fall off, as you mature in your knowledge, the mind more and more just enjoys being at home, right? And then that the mind matures into that until there's not really any type of seeking to become whole. And if there is, it's the prarabdha and it's a burnt seed. It doesn't have any force because it's becoming whole when you're already whole, becoming full when you're already full. So it doesn't hold you. Okay? Let's do one more of these verses because I want to give some time for that.
Could you just do that last line again? Could you just
The whole.
Okay.
When the nature of the rope is known, the erroneous, the air, which is the snake, does not remain. Similarly, tatha, adhishtane jnate, when the adhishtana, when the truth, the basis of the illusion is known, the prapanchaha, the universe, shunyatam vrajet, it goes to emptiness. It attains the status of mitya. It attains the status of shunyata. Shunyata means being without essence. But you have to understand, you don't want to look at that in a Buddhist way. So that's why we don't. It's better to translate shunyata as mitya. Okay?
Thank you.
Dehasyapi prapanchatvat. Dehasyapi prapanchatvat prarabdha vastita kutaha prarabdha vastita kutaha ajnani janabodhartham ajnani janabodhartham prarabdham bhakti vaishrutihi prarabdham bhakti vaishrutihi dehasya api prapanchatvat prarabdha avastitihi kritaha ajnani jana bodha artham ajnani jana bodha Artham, Pradabdham, Vakti, Vai, Shrutihi. Dehasya, of the body, Api also, Prapanchatvat. In English, I'll say just in the rough literal of translation. Something wrong with your computer?
I'm sorry.
That's right. Arjun just used sign language.
Very natural.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give a literal translation of this. It's the genitive. You said the genitive with that twat. The twat means because of being. Because of being the prapancha for the deha also. Dehasya api prapancha twat. In English, we'd say because deha is body. Because of the body being the universe also. Because the body is part of the universe. Okay. So we would say because of the body being part of the universe, or because of the body belonging to the universe also. Dehasya prapancha twat. So the because of being the prapancha for the for the body. The body has prapanchatvam.
Because the
right?
Body also belongs to the universe.
Yeah. What they're really saying is, we look at this prapancha, but the one who's looking often doesn't include herself in the prapancha. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's just saying this body is also part of the prapancha. That's all it's saying. It has the same status. The physical body has the same status as the prapancha. It belongs to the prapancha. So because of the body being the prapancha also, right? Prarabdha avastitihi kutaha. How can the avastitihi, you can just take as existence. How is there existence for the prarabdha? How can there be prarabdha? How can there be a reality for the prarabdha? In other words, it's going to say like this. How can you say you have prarabdha karma when the body belongs to the prapancha? Are you the prapancha?
Yeah.
If the body is the prapancha, is the universe, means part and parcel of the universe, how can you say that there's prarabdha for you unless you say you're the body? Okay, so kutaha means how can it be? So he explains now, why do we even talk about prarabdha then? Ajnani jana. Ajnani means the one who is ignorant. Ajnana means ignorance. Ajnanin means the one who is ignorant. In a compound, ajnanin becomes ajnani. Ajnani jana. Jana means person. The person who is ignorant. Okay? Ajnani jana bodhartam. For the sake of bodha, understanding. For the sake of understanding, for the person who is ignorant. For the sake of bodha, of knowledge, the understanding, the bodha, of the person who is ignorant. Prarabdham. This is accusative. This compound is accusative singular. Prarabdham means the prarabdha. Accusative singular. Of which this first compound is a part. So the whole sentence, then I'll put it together. Prarabdham, accusative singular. Vakti from vach, third person singular, present tense. Shrutihi. By indeed. Shruti. The Upanishads. The Shruti states, the Shruti says, Vakti Shrutihi, Prarabdha. The Shruti talks about Prarabdha. Why? For the sake of knowledge, of explaining or giving knowledge to the person, the Jana, who is ignorant. Why? Because it's a teaching device. The Prarabdha, because of this. Here I am, identified as a jiva. When a person gains knowledge, the body doesn't just disappear. Like if I gain knowledge of the rope, the snake disappears. If I gain knowledge, self-knowledge, why doesn't the body disappear? Because the body doesn't... What reason do we give for the body not disappearing when you get knowledge? We say, well, because the prarabdha continues. And then we go on and say, why does the prarabdha continue? Well, because the jiva is Ishwar Srishti. Once the jiva takes a body, now this is Ishwar's upadi. Now, this body is part of the prapancha. It's part of Virat. It's part of Ishwara. And so it's not your, the existence of this body is not your subjective projection. What is going to immediately disappear upon true jnanam is your subjective projection. So you will notice a big difference in, say, for instance, your mind and how you perceive the world, right? Because there's a lot of the jnanam is responsible for a lot of subjective, what we call jiva srishti. The jiva srishti, the jiva's creation will disappear. The Ishwara srishti won't disappear. This physical body has entered Ishwara srishti, the Ishwara's creation. But you know, in the tenth man story, when the tenth man gains knowledge, I am the tenth man, right? Nothing disappears in terms of the physical reality. But what disappears is the subjective suffering that is caused by the ajnanam that caused the tenth man to think the tenth man is drowned. That causes a subjective suffering. That subjective world of projection disappears with the removal of the ignorance. What doesn't disappear is whatever is manifest in just Ishwara Srishti. See? And so the prarabdha means that the karmas that have caused you to take this body have brought this physical body into Ishwara Srishti. So it's not going to disappear. So we say as long as the prarabdha remains, you know, the jnani will be here. But from the standpoint of the jnani, do I have prarabdha? If I were to say I have prarabdha, I have to identify with the upadi. If I'm the upadi, then yeah, I have prarabdha. If I'm Brahman, I don't have prarabdha, right? And so the understanding of saying that there is prarabdha is a teaching device for the ajnani. When you have knowledge, you're not going to say that I, hum Brahma, have prarabdha. See, that's all that is. Let's chant this one. Dehasyapi prapanchatvat Dehasyapi prapanchatvat Prarabdhavasthita kritaha Prarabdhavasthita kritaha Ajnani janabodharatam Ajnani janabodharatam Prarabdham bhakti vaishrutihi Prarabdham bhakti vaishrutihi. Okay. Let's stop here and do some vocabulary.
Did you say by once?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Emphasis. Yeah. Indeclinable.